and Fables. It was the Brothers Grimm, and George was working a lot with Joseph Campbell on this, and Joseph Campbell, as you must all know, had done this masterwork all of his life of studying all the mythology and lore from all over the world and said there's a meta-narrative. Now, the Brothers Grimm before him were brothers, and they had gone on sort of an oral history tour around the remotest places in Europe, Eastern Europe, to mountaintop hamlets, wherever, to specifically collect the fairy tales, the folklore that had been handed down in the oral tradition from the beginning of time. It was Albert Einstein who said, if you want your children to be smart, read them fairy tales. And so it was Bruno Bettelheim, who was Jewish, lived in Austria in the 1930s, and all roads led to Vienna, because that's where Freud was, and Bruno Bettelheim was studying art history and psychoanalysis. And he and his family were arrested by the SS and taken to Dachau and Buchenwald in 1938. And in a fluke of history, April 20th, 1939, which was Hitler's birthday, for whatever reason, we don't know, Hitler allowed several prisoners at Dachau to be granted amnesty, and one of them was Bettelheim. And he immigrated immediately to Chicago, where he joined the University of Chicago faculty and was a pioneer in child psychology. But he lost his whole family. And while he was in Chicago, over the next 35, 37 years, he developed an analysis of the meaning and importance of fairy tales, which he calls the uses of enchantment. And he said what he observed in the death camps was that those children who'd been taught the true Brothers Grimm fairy tales, not Disney-fied, you know, lovely, simpler versions, they had been taught this, that someday a wolf may come to your door. Someday you may be thrown into an oven. Someday you may be lost in a forest. But if you keep going forward, you will discover courage. And you will not only survive, you will thrive. And allies, people will come near you and help you. And you will eventually make your way through the dark times, and you will live happily ever after. Now, happily ever after does not mean, oh, you're going to live in a castle with servants and eat bonbons. What that means is that you will be given the psychological, spiritual forces and structure by which you can then live the rest of your life. Such is the importance of fairy tales.